This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Senate voted earlier this week to confirm Lael Brainard as the vice chair of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, only the third woman ever to have that job. But with a couple of key Democratic senators and Vice President Kamala Harris out with COVID, Republicans blocked a vote on economist Lisa Cook, who, if confirmed, would be the first black woman ever to serve on the Fed.
It's pretty well known by now that economics has a race and gender problem, and this is something that we've finally been trying to address as a field.
Anna Stansberry is an assistant professor of work and organizational studies at MIT.
At some point, I noticed that a big thing that felt missing from the conversation was this other aspect of diversity, which was socioeconomic diversity. And I couldn't find even any data on what economics looked like, what other fields looked like. And so with my co-author, Robert Schultz, we ended up doing that research ourselves because we couldn't find any data on it.
And that research caught our attention. It's a working paper published by the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And what we found is that economics is actually the least socioeconomically diverse of any major academic discipline in the US in terms of the parental education of people that get economics PhDs.
Is it possible to intuit or infer why it is this way in economics?
So we can kind of trace it to a number of different parts of the pipeline. Some of it is who's actually studying economics at the undergrad level. It's partly which schools offer economics and promote economics to their students. And then something else is happening in that pipeline further on as people go into graduate school. And I think that's more about mentorship and access to networks and access to knowledge about the right pathway.
You know, one of the things you hear a lot when you talk to economists about their field is a sense of, well, there's some pride and there's some hubris, I suppose, about how they're doing the most important social science work because their studies, their research actually influence policy, right? That they get into mm-hmm. government, they get into these think tanks, and what they do becomes law and it affects people's lives. This is going to sound like a stupid question to ask an economist, but is that why this matters?
Yes. No, that is exactly it. You've hit the complete nail on the head. I mean, diversity in any field matters if you want to ensure that there's equal access, you want to ensure there's no barriers. But the reason that I think we need to care about this as a society and not just as a kind of internal debate within economists mm-hmm. is exactly for the reason that you say, because economists are really influencing policy and the public debate on all sorts of important subjects, you know, unemployment, inflation, the welfare system. All of these are issues that disproportionately are affecting the people that are not the most privileged. And at the same time, if we have a discipline that is two-thirds of the U.S.-born economics profession is made up of people whose parents have graduate degrees, you know, that's a very selected group that is maybe missing really important perspectives.
Yeah, it kind of gives lie to the whole peer review part of peers, right? I mean, that's
right. Yeah, well, exactly. You want your peers to be peers with different perspectives and different right. opinions, and you worry that we're missing a lot of that.
Right. So look, let's talk solutions here for a minute, because you alluded to that mm-hmm. a second ago. And I'm obliged to point out that a couple of years ago, no less a noted economist than Janet Yellen was the head of the American Economic Association. And mm-hmm. despite her best efforts, and she made some strides, I suppose, but mm-hmm. there's still a huge gender problem in economics. There's an old white guy problem in economics. What do you do to solve this issue, which arguably has a longer pipeline problem than some of the other issues that economics faces?
Yeah, clearly you've got to do things all the way along the pipeline. And if you look at gender and if you look at race, that pipeline is leaking all the way through the academic discipline. It's, you know, from age 18 when people are coming into college all the way through to whether people are getting very, very senior leadership roles. And so there are places that you can make an impact all the way through. For socioeconomic background, it seems to be the same, but we don't actually have data on all those points in the pipeline. I think a lot of the problems are to do with disproportionately intransparent access to opportunities, a role of insider knowledge. And a lot of that can mean that people don't know what a career in economics would involve, how to get there, what to major in, whose recommendation letters to get. And those kind of processes, that just helping people navigate them when it happens makes a huge difference. It just doesn't happen enough.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think there's another set of things that are important, which is, I think part of the way economics is portrayed, particularly to undergrads and particularly in the kind of Econ 101 tenor of some of the public debate, misrepresents the field. I mean, it's economists doing it, so I'm not blaming anyone else. But you've got abstract math problems and people talking about terms that can seem kind of offensive, like low skill or unskilled workers. And I can see why that would be off-putting to people. And they'd think, this isn't the discipline that is going to answer the questions that I care about. And so we're losing a lot of talent, I think, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Anna Stansberry is an assistant professor at MIT Sloan, writing relatively recently, I suppose, about the socioeconomic problems that economics has. Professor Stansberry, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.